I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and the water will have a lot more boat traffic. A few safety reminders for your boating when we come back. For a lot of boaters, this weekend, Memorial Day, is the first time on the water for the year. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Trader of the Natural Resources Police says do a thorough check of your vessel before you head out.
A lot of times when you're going out the first time of the year, sometimes the life jackets get rotted or mold and torn, and sometimes the fire extinguishers are dead, and then sometimes maybe the electrical wiring and things have gotten corroded and the lights don't work. So really just take the time to get that thing ready to go out there so that you'll have a safe, enjoyable Memorial Day weekend boating.
Officers going to be patrolling the lakes and rivers, and Traders shares some of the most commonly observed violations.
I would say some of the first things would just be, in general, some negligent operation issues, maybe not having their lights on, during limited times of visibility or after the sunset. The other thing I see is maybe some of the smaller kids, if they're under the age of 12, may not have life jackets on while it's underway. And unfortunately, I even see young parents with babies out there that don't have life jackets at all for them. So those are, in my opinion, some pretty serious safety violations.
With the increased boat traffic, keep an eye out for the other guy when you're on the water.
Those congested areas like that, and then, of course, you throw in the commercial traffic with the barges going through. A lot of times people will have a tendency to tie off in the channels, and that's just an area that they have to operate. Their business livelihood depends on the ability to traverse up and down the river. So, again, we want to make sure that we keep those channels open and clear.
As always, if you're imbibing on the water, make sure you designate a sober skipper who's legal to operate the boat before the day starts. Drinking and boating are a major danger to you, your passengers, and other boaters around you. Officers are going to be on patrol.
Natural Resource Police officers are going to be out there. Again, we're not out there to spoil their time, but just to encourage safe boating practices and to try to keep the water safe for everyone. And then, the bigger message is just wear your life jacket, don't drink and drive, and be conscious of, having the proper safety equipment, checking that boat.
Have a good time, but more importantly, have a safe time on the waters of West Virginia this summer. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.